Is a paperless office achievable? Is a paperless office really achievable? Yes, a significant percentage of Australian businesses are a paperless office now. If you look at the quantity of letters being delivered from Australian Post to Australian companies, 90% of them are receiving half a dozen envelopes a day for accounts payable, and the rest is marketing of upcoming events or subscriptions. The volume is insignificant. The other 10% of organisations that are out there continue to be very paper-centric. They can certainly benefit from going to a paper-reduced or paperless office. The goal is to actually process their information electronically from images, rather than transferring physical paper throughout the organisation. So, that correspondence, transaction, or document is no longer delivered to a person's desktop and then transcribing information from it. The organisation now actually scans the physical document in a mailroom environment or by bureau service such as Microsystems, and then processing the transaction electronically in a completely efficient, workflow-centric way. This provides them with security, efficiency, and auditability. They know who transacted that document through audit controls and logins at that workstation. The company has disaster recovery efficiently handled. They also have a situation where they're not being pushed out of the current office environment as they grow the organisation, because physical records are not pushing them out of that limited space. So, it may well be that they keep the physical documents for 30 days, 60 days, for quality assurance perspective. But beyond that, an electronic record is the complete and comprehensive document archive. Where are they able to start in order to start to reduce this paper-based situation? All long-standing businesses will have an accumulated archive, all of that company history being stored as physical documents sitting on shelves or in cabinets. The simple answer in this situation is to undertake a vital records assessment and progressively scan the records over time, taking into account cash flow considerations, etc. There are industries such as legal, accounting, engineering, and pharmaceutical that are very paper-centric in this situation. We are analysing the physical need of that organisation from the day-to-day perspective and scale the solution so it's appropriate to not only deal with what they have incoming on a daily basis, but also to make inroads into historic vital records, so that in the event of some calamity, they have the ability to resuscitate the business and continue on. The legal industry is swamped in paper. With hospitals, everyone has to sign for everything from accredited liability, so they're swamped in paper. You have a situation where an organisation that is receiving stock in a warehouse scenario, they've got to sign for the delivery. Those sort of entities can benefit greatly by analysing how they can create more efficient receipt workflow for all those physical documents. Yeah, they might need those signatures from an evidentiary perspective, but the scanned file is an evidentiary record. So, once they've corporatised that physical document as an image, they can now get rid of the physical record, the document itself, and then just keep the electronic. So, that means full accountability. They have a reduced fire risk, they don't have to file physical documents anymore, so they've lowered their costs of labour significantly, and their staff morale and productivity is enhanced considerably.